think about this day, we ask really a simple question. Is this the greatest story ever told? As you heard through music and through the drama, that it is a pretty amazing story. Paul Tripp, in his book entitled Come Let Us Adore Him, says it is mind-boggling, hard to grasp, awesome story, unlike any other story ever told. But what makes this story so wonderful and so important is not that its plot is way beyond anything you've ever conceived. What makes this story vital to know and understand is that it is not a well-crafted fantasy. The thing that should make you and I stop in our tracks, activate our heart and mind, and fall on our knees is that this story is real. It's a real story. Matter of fact, they mentioned in the play, it is the reason for Christmas. That the whole world rotates around that idea. So I would like to just take the four words and just look at those for a few minutes. Greatest. I mean, when someone says something is the greatest, it's kind of subjective, isn't it? I mean, if someone says the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL, that'd be subjective somewhat, depending on who you're a fan of or who you're not a fan of, right? I mean, if you're a 49ers fan, you might bring up the name Steve Young or that other guy, you know, that played for a little while, you know. If you're a fan of someone else, you might bring up this one. If you're not a fan of someone, you might say that person doesn't even need to be in the discussion. If you're talking about the greatest basketball player to ever play, well, that probably would depend on who you're a fan of too, and might even your age might dictate that, right? Well, when we say greatest, the dictionary defines it in a variety of ways. It means unusual or comparatively large in size or dimensions. It means large in number or numerous. It means unusual or considerable in degree, power, and intensity. It means wonderful or first rate or very good. It means being such in an extreme and notable degree. It means remarkable, exceptional, or outstanding. It means important or highly significant or consequential. Now, which one of those definitions would apply to God? Every one of them. Whatever definition you would apply to him being the greatest, it would be appropriate. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Psalms 31 and verse 19, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee." Psalm 77 and verse 13, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God?" Psalms 95 and verse 3, "For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods." Hebrews 2 and verse 3, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" See, it's the greatest story ever told because it's about a God who is great. Story. We think about the idea of story. Again, Tripp says this, "This story is so miraculous in every way that it could have only come out of the mind of God in eternity before the foundations of the earth were laid down by his mighty hand." Do you love a good story? My grandfather could tell a story. He would love to gather us around. And at the time of being a child, I believed all his stories were true. The older I've gotten, the more I think that Papa might have embellished a few of those here or there along the way. But he loved to tell great stories. Again, dictionary definition, a narrative of events in a life of a person or the existence of a thing, or such events as subject for narration. It's a report or an account. This would be true of this as well. You say, well, we don't know that it actually happened. Would you know how many people actually witnessed it? I mean, there were hundreds of them. And before it happened, the story was told us how it would happen. It told us the city that it would take place in. It told us who would be announced to. It told us that a virgin would conceive and bear a son. I mean, God laid out so many details for us, and then he met all those details exactly. See, it's not just a story. It is the story. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. You're like, well, wait a minute. So you're one of those narrow-minded people. Well, I am from the standpoint of the Word of God. Jesus said he is the only way. If I tell you there's multiple ways and Jesus said there's only way, then I become in disagreement with him. I'm not going to do that. He also said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. See, the Bible is a book about redeeming mankind, about saving mankind. It is his story. It's history. But it's not just any story. It is the greatest story ever told. Ever? Continuously and always will it be a story? I mean, was it the greatest story from before time, and would it be the greatest story after time? Yes, in every point. Absolutely. See, the Bible says that before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ was offered as a lamb slain. And after time, so to speak, ends, we will spend all of eternity with him. Doing what? Talking about the greatest story ever told. That's what we'll do. John 17 and verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory that thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18, for as much as we know that we are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, he was perfect in every way, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world that was manifest in these last times. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. 1,000 years after you're gone, you'll be talking about this story. And 10,000 years and 10 million years and 10 trillion years, this will be still the greatest story ever told. I think it's really the only forever story. We see fun stories and our books that we read, and it ends with something like this, and they lived happily ever after. Well, number one, not every story ends with happily ever after, does it? But the fact is, this one gets happily ever after. You're like, that's not a word, Pastor. I know, I just made that up, right? It only gets happier. This is the worst. If you know Christ is your Savior and he's redeemed you, this is the worst it's going to be. It's only getting better. Wow. This is the greatest story ever told because it's the only story that includes everyone, had no beginning, and will have no end. Aren't you glad it includes everyone? Every single person in the world. It's the greatest story ever told. Not only was it told that first night, if you will, it was foretold. And then Jesus, before he left this earth, told his disciples to tell. Matter of fact, one of the reasons why so much work went into this weekend is because we are commanded to tell this story. That's what we're supposed to be doing. It's one of the reasons why we at Emmanuel Baptist Church invest in missions in places around the world today where this story is being told, because we believe down to our very core that this is the greatest story ever told. It's interesting, the shepherds that they referenced here came to the baby Jesus and found him exactly as the angel said. This will be the sign unto you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. They came, found it exactly like they said. And then the Bible says that they left there and did what? Told other people. They were telling everybody, you're not going to believe what happened to me last night. Now, let's just think about that for a minute. Would you have wanted to tell the story? I mean, if a bunch of angels came to you in the sky, and I mean, the sky lit up, and then it went, and you found this babe, and I mean, yeah, you'd be telling the story too. That's exactly what they did. And of course, we're supposed to do that as well. This story has been told more than any story. Do you know how many copies of the Word of God have been sold in the world? Over 5 billion copies. Not M, but B. 5 billion copies. And that number continues to grow. Well, that's because it is the greatest story ever told. Christmas is about Christ. In fact, the word Christmas means Christ worship. That's what it means. So you say, well, what does that mean for me? Well, can I tell you something, friend, today? If you have never personalized this story, if you know of it in your head and can tell me some facts about it, that's one thing. But if you've never personally come to this Jesus and repented of your sins and said, God, I know that I'm wrong, as he did by this bedside, I know that I'm wrong, but I want you to be my Savior. If you've never done that, can I tell you? It's wide open for you. You're like, well, you don't understand. You don't understand how bad I've been. It didn't matter how bad you've been. But it didn't matter. I could give you a list of people in the Bible. I give you a list of some pretty bad people in this room. You're like, who are you talking about? Well, just go ask some of them. They'll tell you their story. People that got jail records and running from God and all this kind of stuff, and God redeemed them. It doesn't matter if you come to him. The Bible says, matter of fact, if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. Well, what if I'm just whatever blank you want to fill in there doesn't matter to him. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. So repent of your sins. Believe that he came, he died, and he rose again for you and for me. And then confess that. God, I need you. Just as he prayed here, I've denied you, I've rejected you, but I realize that this story is true and I need you today. You're like, well, I think I'm good enough. You know, in some respects, those of us who would say we're good enough almost really is disrespectful to Jesus. Because if you and I could be good enough, why did he come and die? The fact is, there's nothing that we can do to be good enough. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. It has nothing to do with you or I. And if it did, you and I'd be walking all over heaven going, what'd you do to get in? Well, I happened to do da-da-da-da. What did you do to get in? Well, I could top that one. That's not what heaven's going to be like. Heaven's going to be like, it's him. It's Jesus. What a glorious time that'll be for us. Can I challenge you today? Whether you're watching on our live stream or here in this room, we would love to introduce you to this greatest story ever told. And then it can be your story. It can be your story. Not just a story, it can be your story. And we would love to do that today. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me? Just quietly, listen, we're not going to force you to do anything because we believe this is a choice that you get to make. But I want to give you the opportunity. If you'd say, Pastor, the truth is, I have never personally applied this story to my heart and life. I have personally never repented of my sins and trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And this Christmas, I want to make it my Christmas, not just a head knowledge, but actual knowing that God did something for me and I'm allowing it to change me. We won't embarrass you, but we would love to talk to you more about it. if you'd say, Pastor, that's me. I don't have all the answers. I don't even know if this is for me, but I have some questions, and I'd love for you to pray for me. I would love to do that. Would you just slip up your hand? Just say, I would love for you to pray for me. Good, thank you. Someone else. I just don't know. Father, we thank you that this is the greatest story ever told. It is of this Jesus who came to die for fallen man. Thank you. We pray that your Holy Spirit will convict hearts and draw people to yourself. In your name we pray. Quietly, would you stand to your feet with heads bowed and eyes closed?